Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
So wonderful, Sam Cooke. Yes, singing an appropriate song. Change that we need to anticipate. Yes, and welcome here. We are the Elohim. He's exalted for their blessings showered on us. All right, another edition here. And I am honored to be here today. And my breath is to express praise, exaltation to our gods. What is my assurance? Why I take this position? It is because I come to read what we have as a history to tell us about the past. And when I read about the prehistoric experience that went on before our time, those accounts that I read, there is nothing that I know about, whether in literature or what just people talking. Nothing compared with the record of the past. It's like, in principle, my mother and my father. I am here because they are gone. And if I met someone today that tells me I don't have a mother or a father, what would I do? Even if they are working miracles around me, it would not be something that surpasses the account that I have of knowing my mother and my father. So why would I change my attitude with this fact of history to something else somebody has going on with? I would be out of my mind. And so I must say, I am blessed to have this type of thinking because I have a recognition of things, right? I read. It's not like I dream. I don't dream about anything. Not somebody that tell me anything. Record of the past has no companion with nobody. Nobody at all. Therefore, when I read, it doesn't matter what I see people doing, I know that people must rely on the record of the past, antiquity, where people live. I want to read about those people and know chronologically throughout all ages, different. I want to know what went on, what they knew. You see, by the life they lived, what their thoughts were about their life experience. And look, if my mother and father, when they were alive, I mean, they were Christians, all right? And I follow them because at the tender age, I grew up with them until I turn an adult. I still have the same concept that I followed by them. All right, so I wasn't reading to know anything. So they passed away. But before they passed away, I began to learn things. And discover that, what we have in church is not a record of the past. The Bible is not a record of the past at all. So things happen long before our time. And it's recorded. This is what we call the record of the past. So you think that, there are millions of people in the world right now who are following Bible and all kind of church, not religious, because religion don't belong to church. It doesn't mix in no kind of way. So you just know that you are following wrong notions, wrong teachings, when you follow the Bible. Good as it may sound to you, because you don't know anything else, you think that is even above record of the past. That's a lie. Nothing is above the record that you know of your family. You grew up and know them, and they may pass away, but nothing pertaining to that issue. Nobody cannot substitute, and you don't believe anything anybody say that is contrary to what you know, knowledge, than to go for church belief in what you will never have anything but the promise of the church about heaven and all them kind of things. You see what I mean? It's not that heaven does not exist, and it depends on the context of heaven too, because if anything that is good and stuff like that, you could call it heaven. But we are talking about, we grow up to read about heaven, our Father who art in heaven. But we have never been given a sense of what heaven means, right? Because the Bible does not set forth a tangible understanding. It's always intangible, heaven, heaven. And we look up and see the stars and stuff like that, but the Bible preachers, teachers in the church don't define exactly what heaven is. Jesus came from the heavens to earth, according to the Bible, a spirit by Gabriel, angel, and miraculously impregnate a virgin. Right? So what kind of heaven did Jesus come from? All of that is a whole bunch of mucky nonsense. But somehow they attach things that we are to believe and behave, do certain things in connection with what heaven is supposed to mean, but we never can tell what that heaven is. So, and even if you read the dictionary and what, as a matter of fact, let me just give you an example. Let's say heaven. I'm going to Google dictionary now. All right? Google dictionary. And said, H-E-A-V-E-N, heaven, okay? All right. A place, heaven, place regarded in various religions. And right here in this definition, just to show you how we cannot rely on these white people kind of a system, talk about a government and stuff like that. They want this world to become sodomites. They don't need to have proper definition of heaven, but we hybrid civilized people, we must. Do you understand what I'm saying? White people don't have to have no true meaning of spiritual things, because they came from apes. White people came from apes. And you'll have to read history to know how they come to be talking today and how they look like real human beings today. You will have to read history to find that out. White people are uncivilized. No matter what you see they say or do, they are uncivilized. In this very world history textbook, you just try to prove what I'm saying, whether you think it's right or wrong. But look what I am saying and see that I reach out for the dictionary, nothing else. But this dictionary doesn't rely upon prehistory account of reality. Just as though they say they have a government and it's not based up on the Elohim traditional kingship government for civilized people. So now when you hear these white people talking about constitution, a sodomite concept, they're pushing into the people of the world. Now, when you talk about Catholic Church, it is because white people are nuts why they have a Catholic Church. Church don't exist in the BC era. None. So if we don't get to find out, we will always be under them. It's a lot of wrong things happen in the world that we don't know about, and why white people are doing the kind of stuff that they're doing to the African people today, we don't know. Okay? And they morph everything about our character and use it against us for themselves. They are very fortunate to be able to do that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, when you see in the dictionary that you have, it doesn't affect every word or everything in the dictionary. But you have to know when you find something that is error, an anomaly, deviating from what civilization is. I mean, you know how many people right now don't know what civilization is, my friend. But if you read the World History textbook here, you will never see Europe as the first civilization at all. Yet still they're telling you there are a civilization. They never, ever was a civilization. They are a culture, yeah, but not a civilization right now. And if they're mixing up us African hybrid people, ethnic people, why you see they now get to talk about they are a civilization? You don't know that? They have no right in no part of the planet to talk about the ruling anything. But something gone wrong. We clearly, you know, the only way you get lost is when your mind is not following right instruction. Okay? So once you are following right instruction, you don't get lost. You have a misunderstanding. Well, we have been messed up in our brain. And it's the reason why we don't take the conditions that we are, let's say, for example, in the many places that these white people come and say they have imperial colonialism and come with military and everything like that and seize everything we have. The reason why they are able to do it, look at the time when they make that move. Where were they before they come with colonialism? Why? Why at this time in life white people make this move against the African people? And Africa itself pull aside, no longer administrating kingship rule and to lead the world of civilization. No longer Africa represent that. So something bad happened that affect our brain. Okay? And Catholic Church with a pope, people regard the Sabbath, regard the pope as the most powerful man on earth. And powerful with what? Money, wealth, right? And it is because they work all kind of evil. Why we are here today and consider that Catholic Church is the greatest phenomenon. We don't read, we don't know. They are the evil that you read about in the book of Revelation. That's their book where they write, and they write all their evil because they think we don't know what they're saying to be white people evil. When you don't know that the very Bible that you're reading in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, we don't even know that that is not true. We don't know that it don't represent no God make Adam and Eve. We don't know that. Okay? So something is wrong with us. So Sam Cooke said a change is going to come. And that's what I am spinning off why I am saying this. And I tell you, I am serious. I cannot be any more serious. Okay? So it's like everywhere, almost, there are a number of different venues that I read something and find out how polluted these white people are, and they're satisfied with it. Look at them on the network and see all what white people are doing. It is not a civilized people. Okay? They are not civilized humans. You need to know why they look like humans, why they are talking like humans, and you would wonder how they allow me to talk these kinds of stuff. You don't talk these kind of stuff in America, because America 400 years or something like that. America is the most revered country, superpower and stuff like that. White people, why white people? You know, I mean, why not the Chinese? Because the Chinese are hybrid. They are ethnic people. So are the Indians and Hispanics and the Arabs. All of the Arabs, you see, talking about their Islam and all that. It is because they are polluted and something wrong with them, because they are member of the ethnic body of hybrid people of Africa. And the white people bring all this confusion and the interbreeding that they have done force into our ethnic group. That's what regress, digress, and make us think regressive. You see, we gone into anomaly, depart from the right way of civilization. That's what's happened to us right now. And see, we get adjusted to it, because why do we allow? You know, why do you think we would really allow these sodomite white people to come and live with us? No. With their sodomy? Because I can tell you, back in time, when they unnaturally begin to talk, right, by committing sexual violation on the civilized people, that's what they have done. And because of their hip-like human attitude, they elevate because they begin to talk. And they are violent, and they are totally, I mean, have nothing to do with civilization at all. Because civilization and Bronze Age and development never come to Earth when they were in Africa. Civilization of humankind, because they've been here over 3.5 million years. And what is known in history of them is that they come from the first humanoid, ape man, these white people here that you see here today. And why you don't see them like real, complete white people and as to say, have anything? Because if they were civilized and created things, when we came along, when we were created, things would be different as far as I can see. Because if they had belonged to civilization and have good sense, decent, good morals and can make all kind of scientific things, life would be different. But when we came along, they had nothing. They couldn't talk. Okay? That's what the history shows. White people could not talk when the gods came to earth. And when we were created by the gods, these white people were not talking. Okay? White people were not talking. So whatever transpired, it's written in history, but we don't know. Because it happened, things happen at a time when, before we have good sense to protect ourselves, that's when they molest our people and start having talking babies. And therefore, over hundreds of thousands of years, we are paralyzed. Mentally paralyzed, that what we are supposed to know, we don't know it. We cannot think the way we're supposed to think, but we think it's all right because we're born and raised up and find our parents deluded as well, mentally. And we come up thinking the same way. So not unless our eye or our eyes come open intellectually and keep us from that orbital dumbness, because that's where we are. We are on a dumb orbit mentally. So a lot of things we are not concerned about because we feel like we are okay. Right in the Bible that our minds must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible. These white people are cruel. They're wicked because they know that's a lie. Common sense will make us know that your mind cannot be unnatural and you are of any good. Well, it is because our mind gone unnatural over hundreds of thousands of years now, why we are in the condition that we are in. If you don't think that something is wrong with the African people, you're wrong about that. You're wrong. And the denial of it will keep us right there. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is that in Christianity, nobody know about any realistic heaven. You know, about Adam and Eve in a garden and all that. You are not dealing with reality when you are dealing with the Bible and Adam and Eve and they sin and Christ come to die. And you're not dealing with reality. And you can sit there and you can mock me. You can laugh and think that I am a joker. My friends, if anybody is a joker, I used to be. And the things I used to think and convinced of, you know, well, I didn't have the attitude of somebody who make all kind of a stupid joke and stuff like that. But what I mean about a joker is for someone who, without knowledge, make a joke of serious things. Because if I say, well, then believe in what you don't know is wrong. It's dangerous. You might laugh and jeer me because you believe all of the day of your life and you think that belief is what opened the pearly gate for you. And not go like that. Bless the day and the time when I learned to read enough to understand what words are saying to me. And because I have a mind that wants to know. And, you know, it took a while before I began to make good use of reading and understand what I read. You see what I mean? And I have a brother with a PhD. And he's a minister and stuff like that. He doesn't talk to me no more. He don't have any use for me. But the point about it is this. If I identify anything that my brother believes as something that I cannot understand, and therefore I would need to pay some attention to what he believes. He believed what I believed in church, and start to read and find out that church is not about heaven. Church is not about anything civilized. Church is created by uncivilized white people. And if you think African people, hybrid people, make the church, you're wrong. You show me where in history to show you that. Because even these, if you ever know what I'm saying is true, you would really go take care of yourself. Because right now, the darkness cover us all over. And we are living in a different world, a world that is uncivilized. White people, as you see them there, you'll think that the things that they are doing, they are doing a lot of important things that help life. Yeah, but I tell you something, it's wrong. Why didn't they write the same account in the Bible, like is in why Zechariah Sitchin in his writing Genesis Revisited? It is because the Bible, Genesis Christian Bible, is not true. And what they have as Hebrew, and I tell you about it, come from Hebrew, they must tell you that it's in Hebrew because you will tend to believe things that they tell you is in Hebrew, okay? And we're not going to find out, because one thing, we don't have the education and able to speak Hebrew, you see? And since they make up academic institution, like university, colleges, and all other learning levels. We believe the whole thing. Anything them say, like if they come out with a Bible and say it is the Hebrew translation, it's a lie. A counterfeit Hebrew, white people use a counterfeit Greek. And when them are tell we said this is Greek and that is Hebrew, that's a lie. Just like when they talk about the Palestinians. 2,000 years ago, they say the African people back then, during the time when the Caesar Augustus, them, they were invading our places wherever we are and take it over. You read in your Bible right now, you're not seeing But if you read in the Bible, you will see that they say that Jesus was a Jew and Jesus came to his own. What did Jesus come to white people as his own? No. That's not what we think as Christians. This confusion that we are in about Jesus, and imagine how Jesus came by Mary, and how God set up these Romans in Palestine. You imagine that Romans that was in Palestine who crucified Jesus, and them overthrew the king in Italy. But you're not going to know that unless you read. I'll just read and find out. Okay? So if you think that a Jesus died on the cross for you, it is all dust to dust and civilized ashes to ashes. Because none don't go so. They know we don't understand that they are the same criminals who are running about the world and chase the African people down because they know what they did to our brain long time ago by fucking us and give us their Rh rhesus blood. They know that. Long time ago, before any of us ever, born, and a whole bunch of ancestors of us, was never born when those things happened, almost 100,000 years ago. And it is difficult for us to know these things because we actually born using maybe 10% of our brain. That's what happened to us. Okay? So, heaven, you go into the dictionary and look for heaven, and they're telling you that it's a place regarded in various religions. You see, and right here, various religions. There is no various religions except in polytheism, where polytheism, ethnic people, the hybrid people, with their various groups, perform the same ceremonies to the gods. However, it is not a practice. We have the same style of doing the reverence to the gods. Each people in their own way worship the gods. That is called, everybody way of doing it. It is called religion because the act is the way of life. Everything we do, it is the sacred way, the sacred way of worshiping the gods, the Elohim, right? We don't know these things. So when they write definitions for word like heaven and begin to tell you about various religions, if we don't know the prehistoric truth about our lives and our creation, we will take it just as how these white people write it in a Bible. You see, various religions mean different churches. And there is no church in the African people's way of life. Look into what they call BC era before they talk about before Christ. That era back there did not have no church whatsoever. Church began with this foolishness they call AD Anno Domini. You see, and that's how they are making up laws under AD Anno Domini and make it seem like it is real good law they're following. No, they're just using the name, the word law and court and and judicial system because they know it from their acquaintance with polytheism. Nobody know anything civilized outside of polytheism. Polytheism is civilization. And they are behaving like they are civilized. But you see, this happened way back in time back there. So now when they come now from back 100,000 years ago that they screw our ancestors and then all the offspring brain has been affected by their blood, their rhesus monkey blood. That's the way all of us born, so that they can have all this much of us turn slave and they can enrich themselves by they have now the United Kingdom, then go everywhere and kick us out because they find out that we turn fool. You see what I mean? We need to know. All right, so I'm telling you about this word, heaven. I was telling you that we really don't know what heaven is under the modern time teaching that the white people put out. The Bible is the catalyst for this whole bunch of destruction, foolishness that we believe in, right? It's all about belief, because if they were to run things by having knowledge, they wouldn't have a system. They are having a system because we turned fool long time ago, and it's normative now for us to think that they have us and have education and everything like that. So it's the reason why I am here going through all these type of things. And, you know, it's just like about 2 or 3 days ago, I did a show, maybe like the 30th or the 31st of June. Almost 3 hours I'm here talking good talk, civilized talk, and nobody at all is privileged to hear what I say because they turn off my mic electronically. While I am sitting here, I can play music, and of course, they post the show with only the music I play, but nothing I said. These white people are ape offspring, ape man offspring. And if you don't know that, you keep on following them and you see what happens. We have government. As I am sitting here, there is government in the world is a textbook. That the history tells you where we are coming from as civilized people. We come now under these white people who are homosexual from their origin millions of years ago. And they come now and want to like bring us into sodomy. And why I can say that? Because Adam and Eve is not a real story. They read our history and take extract from our history and make up the Bible. And they know that we don't have head to understand it. All right? We depend on a frequency, an orbit that we'll never understand exactly what they're saying. God is a code in the Bible, civilized code that the white people put in the Bible. You see what I mean? And you will see that they are going to wither and fade away because they are really, really are tampering and have been tampering with civilization. It's not theirs. They don't know nothing about civilization except what they are imitating to please their fucking way of life. You see, I mean, think about America now that they say they're running and running the world. Yes, they want to dominate everything and behave like this is the world that the gods made. No, that's not true. If you don't want to realize civilization, stay in church. K keep believing in Jesus Christ. Because if your eye ever come open one day, you will know that no Jesus is in the Bible. You see? And that's what happens when our brain is not on the right orbit. Okay? We're not on the right frequency at all. So therefore, that's why Christianity is something that we revere, we believe, and there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's no Jesus at all. There's nothing about you born in sin and shaped in iniquity. A lie. All them something that are writing in the Bible about Job and all that. I don't doubt that a man named Job existed, but the things that these white people are writing about Job, that what they are writing about Apostle Paul, I know Apostle Paul never exists. And it is the Bible that I can use and prove to you that Apostle Paul never exists based upon different things that are said in the Bible about Apostle Paul. It cannot be true that this guy that they write about existed at all. And if he existed, he didn't write those things in the Bible. You know what I mean? He did not. What I'm trying to say to you is the confusion in the Bible. There are many, and I can point out to you right now that in the Bible, you know, in Christianity, that Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. Right? And if you were understanding the Bible, I mean, properly, you would find out, just like I do, because I find out the controversy in the Bible that are not meshing. Why no St. Paul don't exist and no Jesus no exist from different, you know, meeting of different things that are said in the Bible that doesn't agree with itself. The Bible is full of fusion from start to finish, as it were. Right? There's hardly anything in the Bible that don't cover down the confusion. And therefore, my friends, I'm telling you, if you don't get straightened up with your use of words, you can't say because you have a university degree that you are understanding things the way it's supposed to, and especially spiritual things. You see, because civilization is something that is special when it comes to creatures and what a creature really understands and able to do. So your brain has got to be set on a frequency that makes you see things and perceive logically. But when you have to like wrestle with someone to see the difference between something that is positive and what is negative, then you realize they have a problem with their frequency, and their orbit is different from yours. My orbit was like everybody else until a consciousness came into my mind. And I start to pay attention. It's just like if you tell somebody, hey, look here, look here, look here, look at this, look at this. And you start to look at what they're pointing out to you until you say, oh, really? You know, and you realize something. Well, that's the way I came to realize that the Bible is not a book like we think it is. It benefits these white people because the history tells who white people are, where they come from, and why they're doing what they do. And if you know what I know, you wouldn't have a problem with what I'm saying, and you would think that, oh, I'm not even saying enough, really, rather than think that, you know, I am confused or something like that. You know that Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. And the redemption was taking place in Palestine, right, where they call Israel today. All right? So who were the Semitic people? It's what they call the African, they call us black people. We are not black people, but, you know, for easy understanding, that's what they call us. That's what I grow up all of my life and know we are black people, right? No, I know better. But what I'm trying to say to you, identify confusion. When they tell us, we grew up in the church and know it, that Jesus born and when he was like 12 years of age, he went into the temple and all this kind of stuff. All of these things are sodomite lies that the white people are writing in a Bible. Okay. What I'm trying to bring out is the fact that they write confusion in the Bible with the hopes we will never find out that they are writing, you know, shittery. Okay? Look on this one point. They wrote in the Bible that Jesus came to his own. And you can pick up that something was wrong with our people in Palestine because you know about Caesar Augustus. You know about the Romans that was ruling over our people, take control and stuff like that. You know that. So we were the people that the Romans conquered. You know that. And you know that Jesus was a Palestinian. You know that. So who are these Romans? Romans are the infidel, are the Gentiles. They are the Gentiles. Romans are the Gentiles, right? In the Bible, it doesn't mean that that is true anyplace else, but for the sake of what the Bible is saying, the Romans are the Gentiles, and we, who Jesus came to as his own, we are Jews. We are Israelites. So why then? Why then we are no longer Jews and Semitic people? Why it is these European people? And you don't see something wrong with that? The same Bible that you're reading and praising God, you need to come to understand that no God that is in the Bible is true. If you were reading certified world history, it would be a different story. But the Bible don't have no certification by nobody at all. So you think if you're reading a piece of literature that nobody can say it is true and you hold it for truth, what shape are you in? Now, my friends, this is what I'm trying to tell you, that we are reading a whole bunch of nonsense, and what I am at right now reading this thing about heaven, I wanted to like bring forth the evidence, or we are mentally degressive. You see, we digress, right? Or digress, right? And until we realize that something is wrong and begin to, you know, I mean, allow our minds to make proper identification of stuff, we are always going to like read the Bible and swallow down what the Bible says. And it's not true. It is not true. And you will have to have enough sense to know the difference between things, to know what to throw away and what to keep. You see what I'm saying? These white people don't want me to be here and talking these things. But, you know, I am not cutting fool. I am not somebody who delight into idiocy, right? Civilization, I mean, I'm born a civilized blood, okay? I am dark-skinned. I am nothing like white people. What affects all of us, it is It is the blood that our people get when they interbreed with us. And until this day, we don't know no better because we are marrying white people. So every day, we get worse and worse mentally. Really, that Christian ministers now are in a position to marry gay people, and you don't come from gay culture. History don't show you that gay culture belongs to our species. They come from ape species, the hominid. We don't come from that. When they interbreed with us and begin to, bring us together, we dead, because they kill our Neanderthals. These white people kill off our Neanderthals that come from a subgroup of our species. They interbreed with them and get rid of their monkey face. These very Biden them, they Trump them, the whole lock, stock, barrel of them. Lynn Cheney or whatever her name is, that woman talk like she's sober, right? Reasonable. But look, all of that mannerism, they get it from us. They get it from the African species, okay? And if we don't draw the line, we will always be like them, because you see them out here, they come here with their, sodomy that you read in Genesis 19, right? Is their Bible, or the white people Bible we have, and I use it is our inspired word of God. No, don't go like that. because the Bible don't say any Jesus was here. He said Jesus, they write about Jesus, that Jesus did not become king like Isaiah prophesied he should be, a prince of peace and stuff like that. They have Jesus and say, him don't come to say no peace. Jesus go into bush and to hide from people who wanted to make him a king. You can tell that these people writing all these foolishness in the Bible. And we believe it. Because they know that our head, our brain is not healthy. We are not on frequency. We are not on orbit to understand. And that's what they are using. Every patch of land that we have, they say it's theirs. You don't see something wrong with that? You see what I mean? And look at the timeline that things happen right during the time when we were leaving Africa, 100,000 years ago. Everything went wrong. What happened to the first 100,000 years in Africa? Everything went well. You see what I mean? So if you don't want to get out of bondage, go on with the Christianity. Because you will never be any better than what the white people say you are to be, and they will kill you whenever they want. And there is not even, we don't have a government that we establish. The government that is established on earth for us civilized people. We are not doing it. We are now under these white people who claim that they capture us and we have to be under their faggot God in a Bible where no God no did it. It's proven too many places that what they are saying is coming from their orbit, because they live with dogs. They've married dogs. Okay? You know that. White people, female and male, they are into dog sexuality. You imagine that? So, no civilized people don't do that. No, here Lynch, Cheney girl, come out and attack that. You don't see Trump come out and attack sodomy. No, none of them. None of them. So if we don't realize that we defend from them and go on with their Bible, yeah, we sick. We are sick. So I am telling you, in order for us to know what heaven is. You can't rely on even the dictionary word these people have here today, right? And I'm not saying that dictionary here today don't have no use. I'm not saying that. But we have to know our history and know when people are writing things inconsistent that deviate from civilized knowledge, you see. And that may say. And it's only hard for us these things because our brain is already damaged. And, you know, damage can always, in a lot of contexts, be cured. We can be cured. Words and the meaning of words is like a medicine you can apply to yourself and get rid of certain things that is a problem. You know, wipe out the meaning of certain things and then rewrite. When I say rewrite, I mean conceive the right thing and out with the nonsense. That's what I'm saying. So if you convince me about something and I change my mind, all right, I decide to go by this new information that I learned. That's what happened. That when your conscience works and you find out that's a way that you think is wrong, you wipe it off. Are you genuine? And you conceive the right information. And you will wake up tomorrow morning with it too. And forevermore. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you now about heaven is a place, listen to this, is a place. It's not like it's out there in space somewhere you will never see it. Or is it like breeze, you know, a place swirling around and you don't have, like we have surface here where we live on. And we read that the Elohim came to earth and do a lot of things, the pyramids and all this knowledge and we civilized human beings. They didn't come to a vacuum. No, they come to a planet. So is and so are the heavens that we see, the lights at night, the different lights. Billions and trillions of stars out there in the universe, right? So when these people come on writing about God and heaven, and we think it's just a spiritual thing, we don't think in ourselves that of a planetary body where God is. No. But if we are dealing with a dimension of our human world that we are the only people in the universe like we are here on Earth, then we are totally wrong, because we see here and right in Africa that there are creatures, immortal creatures, that come from the place called Nibiru here and bring civilization here. That's why we are here. And these white people now are deceiving us with language, because they know that the interbreeding has already done the damage. Well, if we read now and find out, then they are out. Because I'm telling you, as I sit here, there is nobody in Washington can face me with A.D. Anadamani. The FBI, the Secret Service, none of them that is upholding the Supreme Court. It wasn't long ago.
into the slavery time, that they tell us in captivity and in diminution of our mind. In 1857, my friend, to show you the state of mind that we are in, our orbit, our frequency on which we are thinking, you will not understand. You will not understand words when it comes to spiritual things, tangible and intangible agreement. You will not understand that. And that, I mean, so many of us, few white people control big wide world of us. And we can't come to the conclusion that we are in a bad position. We need to, our brain need cure. No, we don't come to that. Because it's a different state that we are in when our brain are tampered with. Well, you take a couple liquor, a couple beer more than you should take, and what happened to you? You lose your sanity. And it's a good thing that will wear off. You know, your metabolism will, like, you know, like, take care of the drunkenness. You know, just like you take Novocaine to extract your teeth. And you know, you will be able to, you know, be free from pain for a while. But after a while and it wears out, you know, you might have to get medication to take more stuff to keep pain away from you. What I'm trying to say to you, it takes something from us to realize what's going on. And as long as we are going to stay in the state that we are in for as long as we don't find out, and who knows that we are, who know that we are deceived, the white people, because they're doing it. They are getting all the money, and, you know, every place that we have, they say this, with A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani don't belong to civilized law. So if they are taking away from our civility and call themselves a government to themselves, the reason why it is happening is because we cannot see. Eyes we have, but we don't see. But if somebody should take you up and say, but don't you think something is wrong with that? You will have to say yes. But you can't fix it. If you listen to what I'm saying, you will tune in, you will log into the frequency that I am talking from. And from there, you can begin to help yourself. Now, when we read that in slavery captivity, since these sodomite white people, do you know that there was a time when I don't read anything about white people and them being homosexual? Don't you know that they are treating us with a certain amount of skill, psychological skill? You see, they have us on a bait. We didn't know them to be sodomites when you read about them in the World History textbook and under a different name. They call themselves Romans. Yeah, when they said they were Romans. Remember that when we read about them taking over our people in Palestine, we don't read anything that they were sodomites. No. So they were keeping what? They were keeping that a secret all the time and get all the legacy from us to put themselves in a position to take control. When they take control, they will reveal, and they have revealed themselves. In 80, almost 2,000 years after they take control of us and launch Christianity. It went a little while before they come out as gay. Right? So they're gay 3.5 million years ago. you see what I mean? And they come and exploit us like this and we can't find out. Telling you for you to find out. You see? And you can't, if you think that I'm insulting and carrying on and carrying on. No, it's time for us to wake up. Okay. So in a part of our, along the way that we began to experience a lot of, atrocities that these give us, these people act out on us. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, people just think like that's a war and like these white people fight the war and we can't solve the puzzle. I solve the puzzle right now. It only lasts so long. These white people here, they only and can only last so long. So I'm telling you, when they are ruling and find out that we don't know nothing, in 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people, they call us, we were never black people. All right? But when will we ever find out? Now you know, we are never black people. But under, to show you how cruel they are in America, since they take charge of our settlement and everything like that, and we are subject to them by a so-called homosexual constitution. Well, you read about in Genesis 19, the homosexual want to take out to visitors out of Lot's house. That's what they write in the Bible. And think about how aggressive these fucking ass white people hate like offspring, Homo erectus. Think of how deep their sodomy run. They have a depth of evil mind, okay, that they're gonna destroy any amount of people, and they don't think that they do anything wrong. You see, just like Trump was telling the guys them, say, look, you know, we want the guys them with the weapon to go into the Capitol. You see what I mean? And they said, like, take down the thing that they use to bar the weapons from coming. He said, take them down. And they said, when they tell him that, you know, no, we can't do that because they're going to charge us with all of the crimes that ever exist. He never care about that. He want to bring the weapon in because he wants to kill the people that is preventing him from reinstate himself as the president. And he knows he lost the presidency. He knows. It's not that he doesn't know, but he don't care. He's saying that he win. You know, so it's somebody. I mean, that's you're talking about a seared mind. Okay. These guys have a hate like human mind, are going to kill you for whatever reason they have. Hiroshima and Nagasaki are Chinese, Japanese Chinese, right? And they start war with these folks. And anywhere you are, they are going to defeat you. Where they get the military from? It's our military. And because our brain is not working on right frequency, they can do anything they want. Because number one, out of the interbreeding, they start talk. They come to our institution and learn to read and write and skills and everything. And this is what we have going against us. Come on. So I am saying to you, can't you see the progression of them adjusting themselves to be, you know, more civilized now that they're talking and stuff like that? You know, they realize they don't have to behave like they used to. But you see, they still have the nature. So you see them still doing some weird things. It's not going to get smooth for white people from right now. No. Because they come everywhere we settle down over the past 100,000 years. And they take it over and they shove us into a position where we can't help ourselves because they say they have government. Anytime you all out there realize that white people don't have no government called AD and a Domini, it's all a matter of their deluded homosexual way of thinking. And they don't care whether we live or we die. They never wore clothes. It is we, civilized people, these white people are imitating wearing clothes because we never wore animal skin, but that's what they've been wearing for 3.5 million years. I am saying to you is that these people are our adversary, okay? And instead, we are looking to, like, just accept and settle down where we are. Instead, no, we're not supposed to do that. How can we do that? They are sodomites. We are not. They are a different culture. They are from a different species. Taxonomic is what they mix with our taxonomic, and that's why we turn full. If you don't realize that, they're getting what they want. Why they leave Africa and take over every place we are and say it is their civilization? Why? And they are not. The world is a textbook tell you that. Civilization and culture is a way of life that people follow. And what set the way you live your life is your sexuality. What kind of sex you having? You don't understand. You see, so now they are behaving like dressing themselves, spend money and you know, now they can decorate up a country, you know, make nice roads and stuff like that. That's what they are doing. But you see, they weren't able to do that in Europe for over almost 4 million years. They weren't able to do nothing at all like that, but make stone tools. So these white people that you see here, and it doesn't matter how you may be sympathetic to them and stuff like that, sympathy is not going to help. You must recognize that your brain is gone because of these white people. And it does not matter what they have done over these past 400 years. You have got to get to know who they are. They are a different culture. They are never, ever going to fit in to the life of the African hybrid people. Never. Okay? So it's a matter that before they got to this point, they come in and learn from us. You see, because they used to be on their sippy where the house or no kind of a society exists. You see, that's where they are coming from. Completely. But because we don't read, we don't know, they come now and look like us, sound like us, and stuff like that. And therefore, we are captive. But we will not be captives forever because the truth is going to be, open up to the world to know what these white people are. You see, and it's up to you having hearing and realization power to make the world come back to what it's supposed to be. Let these white people go back to their own habitat because they come from hominid. We do not come from hominid. You see, we law and order is not the whole bunch of rubbish that they're going on with right now. We don't vote in kingship. We don't vote. It runs as a cohesive government. Take care of people with resources and everything like that. We have an illustration of the big urban civilization that began in the River Valley, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. And we have a new what is called a new system, a higher system came out of villages. We came out of villages, and it is the gods that provide the possibility for civilization. That's why you don't see these white people in Europe a part of the civilization in the World History Textbook. World History Textbook is about civilization. It's not about these sodomite white people who in Africa for millions of years. And 100,000 years ago, they go up into Europe. And there's hardly anybody now who understand that they are the one who destroy civilization. But now they are pretending like, you know, it is too much to explain. But however, whatever can be explained is enough to show somebody that something wrong. And if people with a brain who get sick, you know, there are some who are able to see some, and we should react to that and begin to heal ourselves. So I am telling you, end of the Neolithic Age, between 4,000 and 3,000 BC. New development began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. White people have nothing to do with this. White people have nothing to do with this. And if you're reading the history, you will see that there's nothing wrong with them being excluded because they come from apes that now interbreed up and begin to look like humans and dress like human beings. You will have to read to know what happened. I know that they will never be civilized at all. Look at the kind of evil stuff that they do in America, and they hold up you America like it is the greatest country. No, it is the stinkiness and deplorable, country it's made into. You see, but you got to wake up. You got to wake up because you would think that, oh, America feed a lot of people around the world and blah, 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 blah. Well, look, I want to tell you something. That's not civilization doing that. It's these sodomite con artists, mafia. And them do that. They have enough wealth that they put on land that they can do all of these things. Okay? So the thing is, if you don't understand that we are now living in a world with a mental orbit, shut out civilization that we once were the first 100,000 years in Africa. That level of orbit, mental orbit, that's where we were created and made natural. Hybrid human beings. That's what we must go back to. You see, and get rid of these faggots, homosexuals. They don't belong to us at all. And it's the reason why I'm telling you the knowledge is in the world is the textbook, and I didn't even know that. If somebody did tell me this long time ago, I would have been helped and saved myself a lot of ignorant time and torment. Now I'm able to see. And it's detailed. But it can be detailed even, to the perfect dimension. But the fact that our brain is affected with their rhesus blood, it don't mean nothing to us. It doesn't mean anything to us until we get some light begin to shine in our brain again. These people control us because we don't know. You see, and we think that, they are just fortunate to be here. No, it is clearly lined out in history where we are coming from. They are coming from apes. We are not coming from apes. They are coming from hominid. We are coming from wise sapiens. That's it. And I am telling you, our life, where it started in South Africa, this is the route in the world. And it does not include this world. These people are bowing low and trying hard that we don't find out what they are doing. You see what I mean? Yeah, it is a secret that they are keeping. So that if they find out that you know stuff, they try get rid of you quick. Got to get rid of you. Because they are living down what the truth is and lying, and adjusting themselves to look like us and behaving like they are not sodomites anymore. Because now they have wife and children and all this kind of, they're marrying and all this kind of stuff. You see that? But they can't stand the fullness of civilization, the impact of it. They can't stand it. So that's why they keep on adjusting, and in the best suit, tie, and all this kind of stuff. And sport a lot expensive things and carry on in all kind of way like, they are the real civilized people. They are not. They are honest fucking white people. All of them. Okay? And if any of them don't, they are the exception. And they have to just know that they come from the same culture, and it's not our job to sort out who may be not the like the rest of them, but you come from the same culture, the same taxonomic. That's what makes the difference. And if you are ever one who, since whatever happened already, just as how we accepted them and allowed them to be who they are today, well, it wouldn't do anything. It's in a context where we know all things and some of them are decent and they don't have their homosexual things going on us. We don't want them around. We don't want them around. But if they are decent and they can live under the standard that we set, well, they can live like heterosexual people do, But if they are Sodomite, they don't belong here. To the effect that you read in the Old Testament where our people destroy them when they come in and fool around our women. You see the way they're carrying on right now? Well, that's what we were doing to them according to what they write in a Bible about a story. And it may be not even a real story, but that's what they say. Like our men set up the Sodomite men them when they think that they were going to be able to access the African women. They came on the scene to carry on stuff, and they were killed. That's how serious our species are about, you know, don't mingle with these Sodomites. But when we get to a state now where we are mingling with them and don't care and accepting Christianity and what Jesus said, none of them think they don't exist. So we need to all these old bunch of garbage to get out of us. But if we don't come to the realization, we ain't gonna get there. All right. So I am telling you, this is a time when we have gone through the emergence of civilization since the River Valley urban development, and it tells you the emergence of civilization, the rise of city, the growth of government, the role of religion. Until we get into a new social structure. You see what I mean? And you don't see Europe mentioned anywhere in this where they are supposed to. So the 100,000 years ago where they pull off their scam on us and turn we fool, this is what we have here now. So that when we read our world history textbook that don't have them in there, we don't even notice that these people are not civilized. And it tells you that in general terms, culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a small culture that enabled them to survive. You see what I mean? Your sexuality is what determines your culture, okay? We don't business with white people. They come and set themselves on us and talk about it. But I'm telling you, wherever, you know, it may be for me, I tell, and they are saying I am violating their place. You know, imagine they come here and telling us that. You see what I mean? Can you imagine this? That they come and make America, or whatever this land named our African people are in what they call America, some 30,000 years. So long before they talk about Christopher Columbus doing anything. You imagine that? 30,000 years. Because we were traveling out of Africa 100,000 years ago. You see what I mean? My friends, what I'm telling you is that they talk about heaven. See, the delusion into the definition they're giving us here about heaven is a place regarded in various religions as the abode of God. An abode of God, what that is. Vacuum or the gods. Well, the gods don't
they say, abode of God or the gods, right? Now, they're talking about the abode of God or the gods. You know, I mean, you know, it's not defined rightly at all. It's confusing because we don't have no monotheism God. And when they talk about God, that's what they're talking about. You see, we don't have no monotheism God. And because of Christianity, we feel like we have a devotion to a monotheism God, which is not true. Just not true. And the angels. What angels? You see what I mean? That's the reason why we will be sick, mentally ill, as long as we are reading Bible and what these people are writing and telling us to sustain the garbage that they put inside of us. And of the good, what? And of the good after death. You're going to go to a heaven, right? And it is telling you the abode of God. But what is the abode of God? They're not telling you that. They're not telling you that. That it is a place. You see? So this heaven is only a funky stuff that people believe in that has no tangible, no intangible. You know, it's only an intangible saying that you have, an abode. Where is it? Can't find it though. Just like the Adam and Eve that they talk about in the garden, you can't find, they don't tell you where Adam and Eve is. They talk around it and tell you about Africa and the rivers of Africa and stuff like that, but they're not telling you directly the place, your geography. They're not. You see? So that's what these sodomite white people, and you know, they are careful about, you know, people maintaining the dark way of seeing things. You see, because if we don't see things darkly, they are going to go to business. You know, see right now they are talking about losing their democracy. It's not democracy they are afraid to lose, because for them, democracy don't worth nothing. Okay? They don't, I mean, it's pretense. It is mafiaism for them, democracy. Because it is known when they make up democracy. You see what I mean? Until they drive it into people and make people like accept democracy as, you know, there has never been any civilization. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You see, like they invent civilization as far as they are concerned, and they are sodomites. You see, and you don't underestimate the way they dress like humans. They were monkeys. Flat face ape of Kenya. Southern African apes. You see what I mean? These people completely trick us. And we're not getting it. But I am saying to you, all of the grandiose things that belong to us, these people take it for themselves. Okay? And see, when they're telling you about heaven, they leave you into that state of mind where you really don't know anything for sure. Often traditionally depicted as being above the sky. You see what I mean? You see the way they talk and give you a definition about heaven? Do you know where heaven is now? All right. I just wanted to bring your attention to that, my friends. we come to a knowledge of the truth. But I was telling you what they said in 1857, that the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property. And as such, because they are property of white people, they had no claim to freedom. Now, they wouldn't write these things unless they know for sure that we turn ducks. All right, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I am letting you know that these white people, if you think they mean you well, forget it, because that's not true. That's not true. When you have to pay all these kind of bills and things are always soaring, you know, and you need a job to maintain. Where everybody's going to get job to pay anything? And you look at Social Security, if you're someone, if you don't grab up a lot of wealth somehow, you turn old and tell you what, you a whole bunch of people homeless out there. The system of civilized government don't work like America, okay? All right. And it's just for us to gain the education, because these people are blocking our education with the system. They had no right to be setting up, educational institution for African people, because they don't turn with fool. That's why it's happening. That the best of us don't know any better and going into their school. And remember now, like in America, you know, they didn't want African people to go to their universities and stuff like that. Remember that? The light has come, my friend. What I'm telling you is the light has come. And I am immovable because I was church. Remember that? Over half a century and stuff like that. So what I'm telling you, it's not skylarking. But you are not to believe stuff. You must begin to go on knowledge, for knowledge that you can depend on. All right? So let's go for a little interlude here. And and I will be right back in a few minutes. Here is the tune, Dream. Okay. Now I am back. And you know what? Give me another moment. I need another moment. Just a second. Okay, now I'm ready. I'm back on track. My experience is one that is maybe, say, strange. Strange in the sense that I am raised up in a dense environment, uncivilly dense, where what we see, what we hear are not civilized. But we don't know it. We don't know it. Look at the way I grew up and the way I think right on into my adult age and come to find out that my way of thinking was wrong. My interpretation of things was wrong. I have a brother that I mentioned at some point that left the church. And the reason why he left the church. Just a second.
Hey, doctor. I don't have to call you back because I'm doing a program right now. All right, call you tomorrow.
Okay, now, my friends, so I am saying that this is a very, very, I think this is strange. It is. Now, looking back at the way I grew up and what I now come to realize, this is a serious, serious thing. What I am seeing is a serious thing. Because to see my life, my culture in the world history textbook, that white people don't have any part in there. What they do here is something that happened outside of civility. And now decide to usurp civility. That's what I'm looking at. Cannot be that things should continue perpetually forever. It couldn't. It cannot be so. I don't read anything that say it can be so. Right? But how many people are going to continue to block the utterance of civilization? Well, I discover that it exists, and that means I will no more be a part of the blocking of civilization. No, I have to tell. I have to behave civilized. I have to talk civilized. When these people are telling me that, you know, they have not taken any step yet, though. Black Talk Radio have not taken any step to say I am breaking a law. But when I was on Facebook and even on YouTube and LinkedIn and so, they disciplined me for talking civilized stuff, because white people don't look on Africans like we are autonomous. Because they removed that already. Really, 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 really. They told Dred Scott in 1850 AD, you know, that since they take over the world now, and we no longer have any autonomy anymore. So when they write in the Constitution and put like the 14th Amendment, they don't mean a word that they wrote in there. And if that sounds strange to you, you tell me which president enforced the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. You tell me that. Look, if we really find out, get to the bottom of it, I tell you, you will tell these white people to run to the rocks and tell the rocks to fall on them. You see what I mean? Because these white people are serious for real. They
don't intend for the heterosexual people to exist on planet Earth. They do not. They don't think, but they say it all the time. They don't think we deserve the life that they have found with the wealth that they have. Yet, in the world history textbook, they don't exist. They don't exist. But they come in and find a way to say they are the power, they are government and all that kind of stuff. And we only let that go on simply because our brain is affected by these human-like creatures. All right. So therefore, because I am alone, I mean, in some ways, yes. In other words, somebody may be someplace else, I mean, seeing things and talking just the way I do here, and we don't know each other, you know. So, in any case, in the context where you find yourself seeing civilization, I am reporting to you, I see in the world is the textbook. And that we are in the time now of a new social structure. Since the emergence of civilization in the river valley. From since then, which is a few thousand years now. And we are here struggling because of these white people who have nothing to do with civilization and claiming they are civilization. So they have free course to do anything they want with us because we are not civilized. They are the civilized ones. And in the world history textbook, it's the other way around. Listen, what will you do if you find yourself seeing civilization like I do, but there's nobody else around you? What are you going to do? You know, my brother, I was telling you, left the church. But he left the church only because of something specific that happened to him in the church. And that he did not like that the church capable of behaving in that way, and he doesn't bother with the church. Now, it's almost 50 years later, he and I talk about why he left the church, because he never liked telling anybody. He told me, and when we are talking about it now, I already realize about the church, the negative about the church. And he and I never talk about it at all. However, the way he left the church is different from the way I, you know, I mean, throw the church where it belongs, in the dirt box. Church belongs to the dirt box, uncivilized dirt box. That's where the church belongs. Okay? But how much people in the world don't know nothing about the church like I did? So what I'm trying to say to you, the way I come to break with the church, because I didn't get a reason like my brother had. All right. And it's not because I could not have, but I was not sensitive to, like, you know, act the way my brother is. I did not attribute, you know, anything to that wipes out the church, you know. So I still accepted the general belief in the church. The thing is, though, when I began to realize things, I began to read, because something go on in my mind that spur my consciousness. And it's in the academic sense that I am reading and noticing what I am reading. I'm not reading like a fool. Whatever I can read, I get familiar with words and definitions. So I keep abreast with what I am thinking from a linguistic point of view. That's where I found out that the church is a sodomite and is a mafia thing. I found out. Now, these white people don't want us to find out that. Now, when I talk to my brother, now he is energized because nobody else, he doesn't know nobody else but me that take this, come to the same conclusion. Only that I come to the conclusion of reading and finding out the church is not a civilized thing. So I think I found out the church is not a civilized thing through an academic process, the enlightenment through academic reading. So things that I know about the church, my brother didn't read to find out and educate himself about the church like I do. So he is very grateful that, you know, I come along and come to the same conclusion, because he has to live down his feeling, because, you know, it's mostly feeling, because he didn't like get education concerning the church like I do. So I am here with my hatchet, my shovel, my pickaxe. In every way that I can talk and relate the narrative in the World History Textbook and show distinction, that's what I am doing. When these white people come here and talk about AD Anno Domini and, you know, where I live, you know, every cost of life that I have to pay, it's under these sodomite white people, AD Anno Domini law. Okay? How about that? White people are not civilized unless we know the channel that they go through. We have to stay put. Okay? But each time you hear they talk about the Constitution, say this, the Constitution, say that, they are having a diarrhea out of being uncivilized. Because now, the masses hear them talk about Constitution, this and Constitution, that. They don't talk about the Constitution and the 14th Amendment and the African people that they say that they are governing. They don't talk about that. Kajanji, what her name is, that they have there now. You know, when I see this African woman grin so widely, and a white man just standing up, her husband, white man, standing up and looking in her face, he's like, he can't stop looking her face. Kajanji, or whatever her name is. Yeah. Look, I am telling you, something is here to be discovered. You see? And the unknown is going to be known. Because this Jesus thing and stuff like that, you're going to wet yourself up, maybe, when you find out what the Bible really say about Jesus. And then you're going to find out why. They have like a St. Paul saying, like in Galatians 1, if any man preach any other gospel to you than which he preach, let him be accursed. And he repeated, let him be accursed. You're going to really find out that the white people are the talking serpent in the Bible. Okay? And there is no God in the Bible that creates anything. The Elohim that came to earth. Don't pervert it, foolishness. Okay? So, I am saying to you, I don't have, you know, no whole bunch of money. But you see, I will pay the fees as long possible to sit here and do the show as often as I can. I will, because there are people in the world that listen to it. These white people who think that they control the world, it won't be long before they realize it's not true. Those of them who believe it. All right. So now, let me go into this. People today are so deep in delusion. And because they think they are able to achieve certain education, they think that's the way the world is supposed to be. They have yet to discover that there is a orbit beyond where they are thinking and the way they are prospering. All right? So let's go to kingship government orders hominid species, Christianity, from God's jurisdiction. Kingship government orders hominid species, Christianity, orders hominid species, Christianity, I think I have an edit, something to edit here. All right. Now, I think I got it. Yes. Kingship government orders hominid species. Right, now I think I have this real good now. Kingship government orders hominid ape-like species, Christianity, from Elohim, God's jurisdiction.
I think it's okay as it is here. Okay.
All right. Now, let's go on further now, because if you are able to see the dynamics that has played out in the world, it is a dynamic that for thousands of years now, nobody has attacked the way that I am right now. And I am not tutored by anyone at all. We have Marcus Garvey, Dr. King. We have Muhammad Ali. We have Farrakhan. We have Jesse Jackson. We have quite a few of other people who come along. And you have many African professors that teach, and even you know, we have quite a few. Let's say even Bart Ehrman, and there's another African man who was a minister, a Christian minister, and he also take the same path like Bart Ehrman. They no longer defend Christianity and tell you largely that the Bible is definitely not a religious book. It is a church book, right? But, yeah, they will give you some education for you to know that the church is not right. But they are not going where the white people must pull out from their position that they are holding about AD Anno Domini. AD Anno Domini is not like democracy. AD Anno Domini is not democracy. When they're telling you that they are afraid they lose their democracy, they are lying. What they are afraid to lose is what caused them to pose as a government. It's not democracy. You can call anything else beside democracy, and you will be the same entity. You can change your concept about the way you know, your style of government, and you remain the same. So what I am trying to tell you is what psychological blindness of the African people is as serious as you see it. All of these people, they can see that the Bible, Christianity, is not true. But how far are they going to go with the understanding of that? You can't just stop it at that. Some people are going to be helped and able to go on and grapple with the situation. Are going to, like, take the position that I have taken. Now, I didn't know that I was going to be on radio talking anything like that. The first thing that affected me was what was personal to me is the society of the world and the confusion
And how we have these white people can go everywhere and kill people and stuff like that, you know. And nobody has any cure for what's going on. It's going to go on forever. So I was contemplating in myself. At that time, I was like maybe 60 years of age or so, or a little younger. And it what came to me was that, you know, I get pushed forward mentally to read and to take note of what I am reading. When I say take note, it's not like writing down anything. It's a matter of, you know, be cautious about what I am reading so that I'm not believing something without I have full understanding of it. All right. It's after that I came to read a few information that pertain to history. And I did a bit of research going into the library and getting certain kind of material to help my understanding until I eventually come to a conclusion that based on my findings, I need to write and like publish whatever I find. So I would need quite a few $1,000s to do that, that I don't really have. What was important was for me to get what I find written down, like can be in the form of a book and able to publish it. So the concern was that I'd have to get a qualified editor to do that, and that cost money, and it did cost money. Okay, and I then that is how I got this literature book called Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. So I'm saying, I never thought about I would be on radio talking about any of what I was thinking about, because I didn't have to. I didn't know nothing about radio or nothing like that. At that time, I was on Facebook, and it is someone on Facebook who did shows on radio. Refer me to someone who they thought may able to, you know, give some publicity to what my book is saying. And so I got the referral and this person on radio. And I did the first appearance, and we did a show, and I was invited back to come back and go further into what I was saying. And from then, I was initiated to like come on radio and do a show or stuff like that. What I'm trying to say to you is that it has to be in my faith that this happened, because I am not an educated person. I'm not. I only have a bunch of common sense, and if you give me a little sense, I'm going to work with it, you know. I'm serious. I don't have no space to, like, slack up. So I'm serious. I am very serious. Words carry jurisdiction, and you are not going to take me anywhere if the word is not telling me what you say. Okay, so that's the way I am. So
I don't see anything in the way that I am thinking and behaving. I don't see anything that is going to stop me, because you can't beat fate. And these white people, I don't see them as a stumbling block for me, because I know the truth of civilization. And I know that white people don't come from civilized species. Okay? They are first species, ape-like humans. That's where they come from. So I happen to be on the right side of civilization. And it doesn't matter to me who I'm talking to. I love the argument. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people can't stand me because I'm too rigid about what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is not the normative that they know. And because I don't have no slacking bolts in what I am saying. Because I respect words. I respect the definition. Work out to be the fact. That's it. So there is no power in the world that I see bring me into captivity. None whatsoever. If the world is civilized with civilized beings, then if uncivilized beings show up, they cannot turn civilized people. No. And moreover, to come in and claim that, you know, they are taking control. No. That's a lie. So all that you see these white people are in, story has come to bump. You see what I mean? Because they can't take me and lock me up anywhere at all. They can't. They must be careful of themselves, because I don't have any gun. I don't have any gun. Tell you what, there is principality. There are the gods. And that's who I glorify. I don't step past what prehistory tells me, that they come from somewhere. And the Bible tells you about a heaven above the sky and all that kind of stuff. That's not what history tells us. It tells us that this is a solar system. This is a solar system. That's what prehistory tells. And there are like 12 planets in the solar system. And Nibiru is the 10th one. And you can read the book, Zachariah Sitchin. Genesis Revisited. And you can see that we have government here, that these white people talking about AD and Adamani government, remember, they were mute for almost 400 years and they never talk and not like that. We have the blueprints on white people. And this is like a find that I didn't think about. So, my friend, this is what I have to tell you. Tell white people they are not civilized. They're calling our civilization their civilization, and it's not working out at all. It's not working out at all. Because as long as I have a tongue that delivers, they are going to quail up like the lawn care man spray weeds. White people will quail up because all of them president political Republican and Democrat stuff that they have, it will go to ruin. it will go to ruin. You see, they will go to ruin because they are not a civilization. They are pretending. And all you see they are going on there, the gods looking at it and look at us. Right? And it is written that they look and didn't find one intercessor, like how they write in the Bible about Moses intercede between, you know, the people and God. All those things are nonsense that they write, because they don't have a God in what they're writing, but they are making one that is fake, you see, and make it work for them like it's real, you see. And when they say things that are unreal and denigrating to us, we don't know that that's what they're doing. And we just keep on going because we can't solve the puzzle. You know what? In what I am saying is the puzzle or the mystery is uncovered. And what these sodomites are doing and change up the civilized world, I tell you, they will shrink to nothing. They will go down in the dust and cry out of the dust. And someday, you know, someday the cup and run over. All right, so now let me go on and see what we can accomplish out of this final section of the show. Earth's International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, explorer, from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. It is not Africa. It is not Africa. And I don't want to keep on saying Africa. I want to say exactly what is the name of what we call Africa. Is El Kibulan. And El Kibulan means mother of mankind or Garden of Eden. Put them together. Right? The relevance of it. My friends, is these sodomites that go to our place, the continent, and change the name from El Kibulan to Africa, is some Roman emperor or something like that, that changed the name of El Kibulan, mother of mankind, or Garden of Eden. See, they can't tell you where the Garden of Eden is in the Bible. They can't tell you that. Because they're a sodomite and they're lying and turning the world upside down. Okay? So you think of how much stuff they have at stake now, claiming that they control everywhere in the world and they only have Europe. That's all they have is Europe. And we know when they go to Europe, 1.5 million years ago, when they go out of Africa and go up there, and it's from there they mash up the world.
because from there they met the African people 100,000 years ago. And from then, the African people don't have a brain anymore as what they were created with. Today, there is the saying, we only use 10% of our brain. You see what I mean? And nobody can tell. Yes, but the talking serpents in the Bible, you see, don't read and find out that it is these white people, sodomites, that are sodomites from long before we find out that them are sodomites. So there is, I have a right to be right up front with what I'm saying. Because I hide them, I hide, and our brain sick. That's the reason why we are living a lie. Well, that veil is being lifted off your eye if you are concerned about the truth. So listen, Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Ekebalam. Al-Kibalan. Yes, that they call Africa. Mother of mankind. Garden of Eden. This civilization at the southern tip of Africa is continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Now, my friend, does that your mind? Does that affect your mind? If you really think that people are going to turn against you for the truth, well, you know, it takes a lot of wisdom now to, like, guide yourself through this. But, you know, if the energy is inside of you to change, I don't need to give you, I don't need to wink you off, nothing. Because once the truth is inside of you, it will tell you where to go. So it goes on to say here, for centuries, the most common image of Jesus Christ, at least in the Western culture, has been that of a bearded, fair-skinned man with long, wavy, light brown or blonde hair and often blue eyes. The Bible doesn't describe Jesus physically. Why? They're a sodomite. Jesus is a sodomite character too. You know, because Jesus never exists. Not even the African man that they started the story on. That man, a Messiah. At all. So if there was a man that was able to take control and rule his people, it's not a prophetic thing. It's that according to history, our people wanted or desired someone else political to come after they've been pushed around and all that. They were looking for someone to raise up among them that is like King David or, you know, King Solomon. So there was nothing about a Messiah come to die for anybody, right? So now, since these white people come in
with this Jesus stuff, it's a big long story. It's not something that just blow up all of a sudden. You know, it's a history, 100,000 years ago history, that we need to know to understand really what is going on here with African people and white people who don't come from the same species. All right? Now, so it goes on to say that, but the Bible doesn't describe Jesus physically, and all the evidence we do have indicates he probably looked very different from how he had long been portrayed, right? So all the evidence we do have indicates he probably looked very different from how he has long been portrayed. So what this Jesus in the Bible now, the picture that give of Jesus, is like as though that picture is coming from way back in time. What they have in the Bible is not a picture from back 2,000 years ago. These guys just fit up these things since a few centuries, 15th, 16th century, and give it to us, you know, and backdate the things them that they're talking about. So our brain is not good, so we can't be detective to suspect and to investigate nothing, right? So we just go on washing the same street. What does the Bible say? The Bible offers few clues about Jesus' physical appearance. Few that don't shake anybody out of their place at all. They're still going on like, you know, Jesus is Jesus. It doesn't matter what color he has, you know, believing to what never exists. According to the Gospels, Jesus was a Jew, man born in Bethlehem. Not European, he's not no blue eye, ready eye man or nothing like that. And raised in the town of Nazareth in Galilee, formerly Palestine. That's not a European. And what European doing in Palestine? They are invading. They're doing violation and criminal stuff. And right now, they're right on the scene of the crime right now. What else you want? Now, so it goes on to tell you that It says, according to the Gospels, Jesus was a Jewish man born in Bethlehem and raised in the town of Nazareth in Galilee, formerly Palestine. Now, Northern Israel, during the first century AD, comes the Europe homosexual lies. Right? Here comes the Europe homosexual lies. Let's hear it. We know Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. This is 100% a fully loaded gun and civilized gun, this right here. I mean, mentally, psychologically, this is a loaded gun to kill a lot of people who believe this. We know Jesus was about 30. Why do they tell us that? And they know it's a lie. They tell us so. Now, do you feel relieved now? No Jesus like that ever exists? It's a whole bunch of lies goes into this kind of a evil, mischievous, thing that white people that they create and are so successful with it that we can oddly come around to realize that something is wrong with it. All right? So this is what they say. We know Jesus. They're not saying they believe, you know. They said, we know. But if they did say they believe, then you would have some kind of a little space. But they say, we know Jesus 2 years old when he began his ministry, not Nogosa. Luke 3:23. They're prolific in giving you scripture though. Uh-huh. But the Bible tells us virtually? Okay. Is it virtually? You mean not virtually? Tells us nothing about what he looked like. Not even virtually. Moreover, to tell us nothing. You see, it's 100% nothing. What he looks like. Except that he... Okay, so I can see why virtually is used. Because they say something. It's not like they don't say nothing. So I step back on that. I kind of slacking on my attention. So yes, that's right. They say something, but it doesn't get us anywhere. Remember, I said that before. It don't get us anywhere because we still pinned down on believing this nonsense. If they are tell us exactly who he was, chances are many people would have discovered long time ago that this is all fallacy. Except that he did tickle away. All right. When Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane before the crucifixion, Matthew 26:47-56, Judas Iscariot had to point Jesus out to his soldiers among the disciples. Okay, so it's like okay. So he says, Judas Iscariot had to point Jesus out to the soldiers. Mm-hmm. At the point, Jesus out to the soldiers among the disciples. Presumably because, all right, this is the end of this. This is the end of this episode, the show today. I thank you for tuning in, and I wish you much blessing. Let's see if I have a closing here that is appropriate. You know, let me, I wanted to play this. I think this is appropriate. Coming to America. It will, you know, stir your mind, I think, to think of how they come to America. Ekabalam, right? El Kabulan. Yes, oh, they come to El Kabulan and spread out them sodomite cells. Let's play this. Where do I? Oh, yes. Neil Diamond. Think about this song, right? And how they lie and spread themselves out among us. Now, they are strike out because the truth is definitely not with them at all, right? And they can't stop the truth now. today.
No.